Bob, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Tony. Great, thanks.
Before we start talking about the story, tell me a little bit about The Cartel.
So it's a documentary film about corruption in public education and the promise of school choice. One of the first things we look at is how little money reaches the classroom in American public schools. That oftentimes voters and legislators approve higher and higher education budgets because of sympathy for teachers' salaries. People generally think teachers should make more money, not realizing that so often, in some cases, all the money or 90% of the regular budgets go to things besides teacher salaries, administration spending, patronage jobs, contractors, assistant superintendents of this or that. And so the money often just disappears in public education that does not affect the classroom, and it's really rampant in American public schools. Then we go on to other things that actually affect students, like the human toll, as I say. So tenure, where bad teachers are allowed to stay in the classroom and great teachers are not rewarded for working harder, because we're fed this myth that all teachers are exactly the same and should only be rewarded on years of service, which is just an absolute fallacy and a disaster for children.
Bob, why do we continue to function in that capacity? Why don't we wake up and make some changes?
Well, that's why I made a film about it. I mean, the premise is simply that school choice would give parents the power to walk away from a dysfunctional school. For a generation now, we've believed that this kind of power shouldn't be in the hands of parents. It should be kept by the establishment, and they should have a monopoly. And I'm for breaking it up, and so is the Cartel movie.
Bob, have you seen Change?
Well, there actually is. Yeah, I thought for a minute there was like another film called Change.
No.
Yeah, indeed, yeah. It's a great time to be in the ed reform movement. This 1 year, 2010, my movie came out, The Cartel, Waiting for Superman came out. The Race for the Top initiative has led to great results. There's something called the National School Choice Week that was announced. It's going to happen in January. People should look that up. There's a lot of reason to be hopeful that, and look, the number of charters only goes up every year. It never goes down.
Well, when talking about turning your phone off when you're in the classroom, when I go to church, I turn my phone off. When I meet with my boss, when I have a meeting in sales, I turn my phone off. It seems like that's a no-brainer. I don't understand the challenges here.
Yeah, can you believe this is a news story that oh, my God, our little princes and princesses are going to be robbed of their texting ability during algebra class? How can they survive? To those of us who were in school back before there were cell phones, it just seems like a preposterous thing. And yet this kind of shows, it's a litmus test almost, of a barometer of where we are right now in public education. Now, I got to tell you something else quickly before we go, is that the PISA test just came out this morning. This are given every 3 years, an international comparison of schools all around the world. Thousands of kids in 34 countries take these tests, for example. And the U.S., this just came out today, the U.S. ranked 14th in reading, 17th in science, and 25th in math around the country. You know, we're beaten by countries like Estonia and Latvia and much lesser developed countries. It's no surprise when you see that we're fighting over whether kids should be able to send text messages during class.
What was the name of that report again?
It's called the PISA test, P-I-S-A. It's given all around the world. And like I said, these are the 2009 results that are just released today. So it takes them like a year to crunch the numbers. But they're given every 3 years.
All right, Bob, for people who want to know more about The Cartel and what you do, how can they get in touch with you?
Thank you. Yes, it's The Cartel Movie. As we say, you need all three words, thecartelmovie.com. So that's thecartelmovie.com.
Thanks so much, Bob.
Thanks, Tony.